You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Defending liberty, resisting tyranny. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time with a retransmission of the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We got loaded phone lines, news on Jessica Lynch, news on more casualties, a bunch of news on the police state and the Patriot Act, on cloning, a bunch of other Big Brother news that I didn't get to yesterday or today that I want to cover before this hour ends. But right now, let's get this bank of callers out of the way that have been holding patiently. Let's talk to Wesley. Wesley in Tennessee, welcome to the airwaves.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Excuse me. I was going to say it was actually a pleasure to wait because you just had tons of really good information, and I thank you for it. As usual, you're just right on top of the situation. This is just kind of a heads up for movie fans. There was a 1996 movie starring Russell Crowe called No Way Back that has a real interesting piece of film in it showing an airliner flying at dusk, at sundown, across the front of the Twin Trade Towers. There's nothing significant in it, but it's just an interesting view of the Twin Trade Towers, and of course the big jet airliner flying in front of the two buildings.
It's not like the Egyptian calendar that showed a jet flying into them 6 months before.
No,
it's not like the Fox Lone Gunman piece where the secret government hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control to fly it into the towers to get martial law.
Yeah, that was a killer. That really was. I mean, they're just rubbing our face in it, and that's what's really getting me angry about it. You know, it's bad enough that they're doing it, but I just don't like getting my nose dipped in it.
That's why I don't watch hardly any television. I'm sick of watching these serial killers sit up there and pose as our saviors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Alex, I was going to say, for the people that were paying attention, we were actually told ahead of time that people would be prosecuted for marijuana use, possession, sale, or whatever.
Under the page, yeah, they ran those ads where they go,
right.
You smoke pot, you help the terrorists.
Right, and that was all before they started using the law to prosecute us. So they were just telling us ahead of time, if you're involved with marijuana, you are funding terrorist organizations.
And now if you own a topless bar, it's over for you.
Yeah, really. Now if you own a topless bar, that's it. I was just going to toss this up as a quick piece of information. I heard a scientist talking about the super volcano that they're worried about in Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah, the government has seismic weapons. They could do something like that to get a diversion going.
Well, he claims that the vibrations that are causing the rise in the I can't remember what the heck they call it.
It's a giant exploded cone of a mega volcano that exploded, and there's pieces of it here in Texas from when it blew up last time, and now it's sinking and rising at record levels.
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact. And this guy said that he was convinced that rather than the way volcanoes normally operate, which is from below the surface in a vertical direction, that these vibrations were coming through the ground in a horizontal direction.
Well, volcanoes have done that a lot, especially the really big ones. They'll go sideways. They'll form a magma chamber. What you've got is a big hole in the ground where it exploded last time, so it's doing a lot of weird things down in there.
I really need your help on this one. I've been trying to explain to people how 911 was something set up by the Illuminati, by the globalists.
Okay.
And I don't know exactly how this works, except that I do know this much. I know that if a commercial plane, were to break radio contact with the control towers, that there's an automatic procedure that gets set in motion.
Yeah, there'll be jets all around it. We'll be back. Thanks for the call.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearms prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
During the break, I was thinking about all the crimes the global government has committed, the big financial interests that own the governments. I mean, they've been caught kidnapping hundreds of thousands of women and children just last year out of Serbia. The U.S. government with the U.N. and DynCorp. What happens to DynCorp? Nothing. They admit in court, yeah, we kidnap children. It's one of our major operations with the U.N., and they fly them out to all these different countries, these slave brothels. But they'll have the Amber Alert turn on and, you know, take over your TV and radio and the big billboards. Oh, a child's missing a child. We care so much. We've got to have the government watching you and tracking and tracing you. And every child needs a microchip because we want to save the children. And you've got the UN involved in white slavery worldwide in hundreds of major cases. You've got the government shipping in the narcotics, the heroin, the cocaine, pushing the Ritalin, the Prozac, all these drugs on our children, our population. You've got them putting all this horrible stuff in the vaccine, genetically engineering the food, adding all this bizarre stuff to it. You've got the black men in Tuskegee, the sterilization of 400,000 women in this country. Henry Kissinger's own 73 plan, ordering the third world countries to forcibly sterilize half their women or they won't get any of the money that the IMF and World Bank print out of nothingness. Then I read a New York Times article today where it's like India's normal and good because they're going to forcibly not let people have children or forcibly sterilize people or limit their numbers. It's like it's a good thing. Oh, we need to be like India. You know how sick this is? These people, unlimited power and money and control with ruthless killers working for them, and they sell you everything. Oh, we're going to take your children in Arkansas if they're a couple pounds overweight. That's part of the public school curriculum now. Oh, we're going to make you swipe your national ID card when you buy things that aren't good for you, because we got to have a tax on it because we all pay for it through the socialized medicine. And we're going to watch everything you do, and there's going to be satellite tracker systems in your cars, and the Patriot Act, you're a terrorist if you run a topless bar, and on 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 and on. But we're so acclimated to it, we've been in it so long, we can't even recognize it when it's coming down upon us. I mean, things are worse than 1984. They're almost as bad as Brave New World on the technology end. The only thing they're not doing is they don't have the masses of police that will go out and line people up and shoot them. They have to keep the formality of legalism and, oh, we're the good guys, because most of their people aren't bad, they're just ignorant. So all they're missing is the Russian or Nazi style or Mexican style oppressive government that can get away with carrying out a real hardcore oppression on a mass scale. It's going on a wide scale, but they at least have to snare you in the system and have some semblance of a kangaroo trial. And they like to release the violent offenders because they keep the middle class in fear, and that gets to build up the police state. But the one thing holding them back from really moving hard and going ahead and carrying out their smallpox attack is the fact that their own people don't trust the smallpox shot, and 99.9% plus refused it. And secondarily, I should say two reasons, we've still got our guns, but they're not letting you advertise them in the major newspapers and magazines. They're shutting them down on the websites. They got the filters that block it out. They're teaching the children they can't say the word gun in school or write the word gun in a report. They're teaching them thought crime. It's happening, folks. It's happening, but we're fighting back. We can stand against this. We don't have a choice. All right, let's go to the calls. HW in Colorado, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
HW here. After I got my master's degree in engineering at the then probably best technical university in Germany, Aachen, I started paying attention to what technology thinks it's going to do to life on Earth. I very soon noticed the political management and the effort of certain people to control. The first thing that made me suspicious is that they were trying to upgrade university, and we're talking about the university for the elite, which was going to be constructed in Bochum. And I thought we had the best university already. I said, now, who's the elite? I thought we were the elite. I was a refugee from Eastern Germany. And I thought we did good and had good intent and we're going to advance life and all of that. Well, there was a couple other experiences then. But when Bush was talking, and I heard his original statement in the New World Order, I said, gee, what's going to go in the world? I mean, isn't God controlling life and not those people? And I could talk forever in support of you. To those listeners which don't believe it, well, they're going to get their own experiences soon, and you informed us more about it.
Well, that's it. I mean, if you haven't woken up yet, you will. And I hope it's not too late. What was it like living under the Stasi?
Now, oh, my God. Well, I did have no time to think about anything else than that they told us, but I knew communism wasn't going to be a solution for my life. I was very respectful of living creatures. And
how did you get into Western Germany?
Oh, I escaped. I took my backpack and walked away. And if they would have known it, they'd have put me away. A cousin of mine, they put him in jail later. He tried to do the same thing. They caught him. But I got in 4 years before the wall was built in 57.
I remember our local church in Austin. I never told this story. Our local church, not in Austin, in Dallas growing up. Now I'm in Austin. Yeah. Our local church took about four or five East German refugees, this was in the early 80s, who had snuck over, climbed over the wall, been shot at, all that. And our church took them here for like a year to teach them English. And one of them lived with us. His name was Christian Gunter. And Christian Gunter lived with us for a year while he was learning English. Then he was sent back to West Germany. And again, it was a Christian sponsor. My family ended up paying for it, but it was the Christian sponsor that brought him here. And he talked about how he was, and this guy was probably 25. He's now a very wealthy printer in Germany. He writes his letters. He's done quite well in West Germany. Let me just finish. Christian Gunter, again, stayed with us for a year, learned English, and then was sent back to Western Germany. But he told the stories of the things he had to do to try to get out of Eastern Germany and the things the Stasi were up to. And I remember sitting around the dinner table hearing this stuff. You know, my family was virulently anti-communist. My dad had been a John Bircher and stuff. But I remember when that was happening, my mother's like, after about 6 months, "I don't like this, David," to my father, because we had white vans outside our house. The phones were clicking on and off, and that was just through our church. I remember when the preacher asked us, "Would you be interested in one of these Christian East Germans trying to teach him English so he can then go back and stay in Western Germany?" But go ahead and make your comments.
Yeah, I saw that come in 57, that there was going to be a wall built, so I thought I better got out now. I was 17 at the time. Now, I could expand a lot on your philosophy. Let me make one very serious statement right now. All the sins of all the men who have all the time are accumulating in the universe. Now, you elaborate on that lady. You wouldn't probably give me the time. So, man is born a sinner. Though I'm not a staunchy Christian or anything, but I know there's something wrong with Islam. I agree on that, like he was terrorist and prophet of doom and all titles of the books explains that. By the way, I just read Gestapo USA by Bill Winterstein. Very interesting. I studied under a professor, never mentioned, Professor Herbert Wagner. He was the second hand of Wernher von Braun. Very interesting person.
And I'd love to have you on as a guest. Yeah, the father of NASA. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Very interesting, HW. Helen, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, where are you calling us from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Welcome.
Hi. I wanted to say a little word about the Bohemian Club.
Oh, the Christian Conservative Organization.
Oh, absolutely. And I've run across an interesting one paragraph in a book I've been reading, and it mentions in this book about the members, including former President George Bush and former Governor Edmund Brown of California. And, of course, it mentions that they hold an annual meeting in the Redwood Forest in Sonoma County. Then there's this part, which is why I called, during which all members cross-dress. They put on jewelry and makeup and perform comic skits in nylons, pettyhose, and high heels.
Yeah, I have the annuals of the Bohemian Grove that a listener sent me from Reno, Nevada. Very rare book. Only about 1,000 of them are printed every 10 years. It has Bush and Bush Sr. in front of the owl. It has them dressed up like women. The cover of Spy magazine has Henry Kissinger and Alexander Haig and others dressed up like women. And according to Parade magazine, Washington Times, they do a lot more than just dress up like women.
Well, I'm sure
let's just say they could make their own porno movies in there. And they bust in like beluga caviar, the male and female high-dollar prostitutes.
Yeah, and it also mentions that a club attorney who is also described his own stage appearance as a wood nymph. And, quote, he said, "We wore wings and body stocking," unquote. And so I think, you know, these people are the ones that are making decisions for us, you know, whether it's Iraq or the Patriot Bill or whatever. And but this is really sad.
What book is this?
This is a book on misogyny. In case people don't know what that is, that's the male malady, the people that men who hate women. And
well, they do hate women. That's what the Grove's all about. And, boy, do they love men. Let's just put it to you that way. Our Christian conservative devil worshipers. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way, and it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Diane, Kevin, Elaine, Rob, and who's that last caller you told me about, Mark? And Mary in Connecticut. That'll be it for calls today because I do have a bunch of other news I want to get to, but let's go right back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Texas. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, brother?
Good.
Yesterday, Dick Cheney's entourage arrived a day ahead, which entails a C-5 Galaxy landing out at Bergstrom International, where he has his armored vehicles and everything else that will support his visit to...
Oh, that's right. The pig monster is here right now.
At the Four Seasons. One day it's Vicente Fox, the next day it's Dick Cheney. So I don't really think a boycott by me of the Four Seasons is going to affect him, since I'm more of a Motel 6 kind of guy. But I just wondered that that's a hell of a lineup to have 2 days in a row. But I know at the demonstration the other night, I was getting questions from the media, you know, who organized your group? Who's the leader of your group? I said, there's no leader. Well, who organized it? No one organized it. I said, you know, it was mentioned on the radio, and there's a local micro here in town that put out an action alert that day, and she just couldn't understand that there wasn't a leader of this group. I said, I don't even know these people, you know, black, white, brown, it didn't matter. And I have to say, if I die tomorrow, that I live that day and I'm still catching the buzz from it. I mean, that rush that you get from standing up for what's right and just being alive, I mean, I'm still vibrating from it. And
well, I'll tell you, Kevin, I'm looking at a picture of you standing right beside me from Reuters.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah, and I would add, Kevin, that, I mean, to say who is the leader, all of us, everyone there are leaders. I mean, obviously I'm the guy running around with a bullhorn with folks following me around, but everybody was there speaking out. Everybody was getting involved, and I wish we'd have had 1,000 people down there.
I just want that to be a lesson to all the listeners have called up and praised you for doing this. It was nothing. It took no planning. It was
Kevin, you called in on Tuesday, and you said, hey, we ought to go down there, and I said, okay. And then on Wednesday, I said, hey, folks, and again, my show didn't even air until the nighttime on 1260 AM. That's when they carry the nighttime show. Just here on the micro during the day, we said, hey, be there, and 50 people showed up.
We had a man and his son drive down from Dallas, did the demonstration, and turned around, drove back to Dallas, and that's a
well. For
long
those
haul.
That just think, I mean, we weren't just standing around. We shook Vicente Fox up. We took over the press conference. I've now seen the local newscast. I mean, you could hear everything I was saying, and he was shaken.
Oh, definitely, and that's the power of 50, 60 people that came together from all walks of life with a common cause. And we didn't know most of those people there. They just showed up, and I'm so proud of everybody. And just let that be a lesson to everyone around the country that when these things happen, get out there and make a difference. I mean, Fox is, the look on his face was just, you know, Governor Perry, how can you allow your peasantry to get so close to us elites? I mean, it was just, it was awesome, and I'll let you go, and more power to the people. Let's use one of those lefty slogans, but power to the people, and we can make a difference, all right?
Well, absolutely, power to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the power to God to set the parameters of this country. We'll have liberty and freedom again.
No doubt.
Thanks, Kevin. Let's talk to Elaine. In Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Hey, I got a little 411 for you about why Vicente Fox was here. I just got actually like recruited today, or someone tried to recruit me in my business to come work for them. And what they have is this debit card that they want to start paying people with. And then Vicente Fox, they met with him, and he wants to get Mexico online with it January 15th.
Is it Wells Fargo?
It is. It is. And the guy, I asked him for some literature on it, and he wouldn't give me anything without having me sign some papers saying I wouldn't repeat this. And I'm like, of course I'm repeating this, so I didn't sign it.
Wow, sounds like freedom.
No kidding.
All right, let me break it down for folks what's happened. This is the racketeering I'm talking about. What happened is Fox gave the APD and Wells Fargo an award for lobbying and violating the federal law and accepting these matricula cards, these fake IDs that they'll hand out to anybody. And so now Wells Fargo's coming out with a ID card registered with them, so they're going to be issuing ID cards. You understand that?
Oh, definitely.
So he didn't want you to tell anybody about it, though.
Well, it was funny. He was telling me people that are already paying their employees with this card.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Stay there. Stay okay. there. We'll talk more about it. They want to force everybody onto this. Be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, we're live. Look, they're getting rid of the borders. They're getting rid of the sovereignty. They're bringing in the illegals. 800-plus cities accept the matricula card now from Poland, Venezuela, Chile, Mexico. Governments are here just issuing ID cards, and the banks all accept them, and you can walk in and get 4 or 5 for yourself. We've had the leader of the Senate from Colorado on, whose office got 4 of these cards. One person did in one day. Can all go register for welfare, and when things bankrupt, the feds will come in and federalize your state and raise your taxes, and they say the satellite tracker boxes in the cars are going to be where they're really going to get that money, and through your national ID card, they'll tax you there as well. But you've got the banks as well that are saying that they want to issue ID cards. We've heard about Visa wanting to do this, and the government's going to accept it. And Wells Fargo's doing it, and Wells Fargo already accepts the matricula and sends tens of billions of dollars a year down to Mexico and makes billions of dollars because they charge the poor immigrants $50 to wire that down there. I think that's like the lowest charge they do. Maybe it's gone down. It's been years since I wired money, but this is what they're up to. Now, I know that the government, states, a lot of big corporations penalize their employees if they don't take automatic money transfers into a bank account. So this is very, very sinister, and with a new wrinkle on this, I was aware of some of it, we have Elaine in Texas. Elaine, describe how this person attempted to recruit you from Wells Fargo. What developed? What happened? Tell us the story.
Well, what's funny, he's a regular customer of mine where I work, and he thinks I'm Hispanic because I look that way, and he was mostly interested in Spanish-speaking people. And he went on to tell me a little bit of why, because of this deal where they're trying to get Mexico online for this by January 15th. He gave me a specific date, even. And I told him, you know, I wasn't, you know, really into sales and stuff. And but he started describing it more, what's going on. The way he said it was that it would bypass the matriculous card. This would be all you would need. And you would just get direct deposit from your employer. Into, it's like a prepaid credit card. And he was also telling me people, companies here that are already using it. He mentioned U-Haul, Blockbuster, and he said the Dallas Cowboys. He said Jerry Jones is already using the system. That kind of seemed funny.
And then he said, I can't give you any information. You've got to sign a non-disclosure agreement?
Exactly. I wanted some literature because, you know, this is just conversation. Of course, I'm not going to get it all right.
Yeah, he's offering you a service, and he says, oh, no, can't do that.
No, and of course, I'm not signing anything. But he told me if anybody I know that is interested in a job with these people that, you know, we can come out tomorrow, and he was still trying to get me to come.
That's what Fox was here for. He gave an award to the APD.
Exactly.
For, and this was in the news, for accepting fake IDs. I mean,
exactly.
That's racketeering, folks. He gave an award to Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo is going to issue its own form of ID, and your cops are going to accept it, folks. I mean, this is the new America. But, hey, as a citizen, you try giving a cop that ID card from Wells Fargo, and you'll find out about the New World Order real quick.
Hey, I'd just like to say where it is in case anybody wants to go research it themselves. And they're having applications tomorrow at Bezos Restaurant on 290, which used to be Bevo's, and that's from 9 a.m. to 12 noon.
9 a.m. to 12 noon. You can. Where is that? I mean, I'm going to be out of town at a funeral, but maybe folks should drop by and expose this. So where is this again?
Bezos Restaurant right off of 290. It used to be Bevo's. That's the restaurant that got in a lot of trouble for using that name. I'm not exactly sure where we're at on 290.
All right. Well. So what did he say when you asked questions? Do you think that was very bizarre? Or?
Well, he wanted to know my opinion first on what I thought about these certain things, you know, what I thought about Fox and whatnot. You know, we talked a little bit.
And yeah, just here in America with the local banks and the government and awards. And what do you think of our new president? Basically, that's what he is.
Right. Hey, listen, I have to go. I have a customer.
Okay, but, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Appreciate you calling into the show. Well, isn't that just precious? Yeah, I was aware of that. I didn't know they were already running around doing that part of it. Just there you go, folks. I see them pulling old ladies out of their cars all the time, black, white, Hispanic, throwing their goods all over the side of the road, making them load it back in their car. But illegals, there's been sheriffs on the record. They've been told, do not stop them, do not arrest them, let them be. I know a lady who runs the biggest apartment complex in Austin, and she went to the big corporate meeting in Dallas, and they told them, we don't care if there's 10 illegals in that apartment, you leave them alone. But they go, if it's a citizen, you give them fines, fees, you kick them out, you shut down their lease. You put it on their credit. And Orrin Hatch wants to double the tuition for illegals that citizens get. Think about that. It's designed to bring them up here. By design. It's not happening by accident, folks. If something happens in politics, you can bet it was planned that way. Let's talk to Rob in Wyoming, and then one final call from Mary in Connecticut. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, that's what FDR said, huh? If it happens, it was not by mistake.
Yes.
Up here, we got a prosecutor that is been accused of a total of 90 years penalty punishment in fine for felonies, and he's still prosecutor. He's still acting as the prosecutor. down, let alone be booked into jail and have forced.
About a year and a half ago, the city manager of Milwaukee, I forget her name, there was a recall petition on some of the council members, and she, in open city council, said, this is in the Milwaukee Journal News, just type it in, you know, city leader calls for martial law. She said in an open meeting, well, we all had the meeting about martial law. Let's just declare martial law and put police on the streets. They can't recall us. We run this city. Now, that shows the mindset of these psychopaths.
It sure does. And this guy hasn't denied any of these charges. His defense seems to be that they are the victims have.
Well, the governor, the new governor, Arnold, has hired a private investigator to investigate him. Arnold is paying him privately to investigate him. People go, oh, good, that sounds real nice.
Well, she's wrong. If the police, you know, if the police realize what the law is and who's outside the law.
Well, it's not the police. The what needs to happen is the state grand jury, the county grand jury, needs to start proceedings.
That's a good idea. Maybe we could do that here. I don't know.
So what are the charges?
They'll force vaccinations on you just for being accused by a guy who doesn't swear out a complaint under penalty of perjury that he thinks you're guilty. He goes around, he has a vested interest in accusing people all day long, every day.
Who is this?
Oh, just the, you know, district attorneys and prosecutors. And they throw you in jail for that accusation and then force vaccinations on you. But not the prosecutor. He doesn't have to go to jail.
Well, yeah, it's a nice system. And now the Supreme Court's ruled that before even indicting you, they can grab you and forcibly drug you. Hey, it worked for the KGB. But so what is the... what is the district attorney or the prosecutor? What's he being? What are the charges being leveled at him?
He's technically district attorney. He's he forged. He's accused of being having mishandled his stepchildren's a settlement that they got in a lawsuit, and forging their signatures to obtain credit cards, and that's a crime under the common law, forgery, and that is intent to deceive. An intent to defraud, whether the stepchildren have reconciled with him or not. It's the intent, criminal intent. And there's a couple of, and then there's one, out of all those charges, one of them's not a felony. It's official misconduct, and I can't remember how that ties in. But
he says, I'm not stepping down.
No, and you know, the judge...
It's like this former FBI Williamson County sheriff who's stumbling around drunk routinely, with his pants down around his ankles in full view of women on the side of the highway. This really happened. Then it comes out that he's involved trying to get police and APD to forge and expunge records of drug shenanigans. I mean, it's just these people are out of control.
We do have one good sheriff up in Bighorn County here. He refuses to let ATF and those types just, you know, barge in and take over and stuff like that.
Well, God bless him. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mary in Connecticut. Last caller. Welcome, Mary.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm so happy that you're there. Oh, I'll tell you. Anyway, I found something in our local paper that I thought would interest you very much. In the year of 1946, the plans for the UN headquarters involved taking 42-mile square mile area of the backcountry of Greenwich, North Stamford, and parts of Westchester County. And by the time, you know, the plans, you know, had gone underway a little bit, they'd swelled to 175 square miles. The blueprints revealed a totally separate town with a hotel, schools, churches, hospitals, and a police department, and a 12-story structure that would accommodate 50,000 employees. And
yeah, just like the District of Columbia, making its own little corporate command base.
And this would have been by eminent domain. But because it entailed taking a lot of rich people's land, they were able to fight it. But, you know, they were, you know, shown in the media to be snots and snobs and anti-Semitic and the whole bit. But also,
oh, really? When they wouldn't give their land over to the UN?
Exactly. Exactly. And I
you won't submit to Nazism. You're a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like Arnold, who screams in front of thousands that he hates blacks and they're subhuman, and he calls them the N-word.
I know.
You're calling him bad? You're a racist.
It's very sad.
Well, that's how it works now.
Can I ask a question, too?
You're against Hitler. You're anti-Semitic. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm very interested in the revelation that I can only find on your show, even after having done a Google search, that there were only five members of the Senate present when they had that voice vote for that Iraq package.
A listener mentioned that, and I had read that, and I think it was a Reuters report, that they passed the change into a larger spending bill, five senators did.
Was that on your website?
I believe it was about, what was that, Monday when that passed. The problem is you'll do a Google search, and then stuff will pop up, and it may be in the body of the text.
I read it. It's not there. But anyway, I know you're in a hurry, so I'll get off, but thank you.
Okay, I really do appreciate your call. Take care. Now, let me get back into some of the... I'll recap some of the top stories on the news I haven't covered. Again, Jessica Lynch criticized military for exaggerating accounts of her rescue and recasting her ordeal as a patriotic fable. More asked by ABC News anchor gun grabber Diane Sawyer if the military's portrayal of rescue bothered her. Lynch said, yes, it does. It does that they used me in a way to symbolize all this stuff. Yeah, it's wrong. Ask how she felt about reports of her heroism. It hurt in a way that people would make up stories that they had no truth about. Only I would have been able to know that because the other four people in my vehicle aren't here to tell the story. So I would have been the only one able to say, yeah, I went down shooting, but I didn't. Ask about claims that the military exaggerated danger of the rescue mission. Yeah, I don't think it happened quite like that. So the truth is out on that, as we told you all along. Continuing, again, six dead in a helicopter that they say was shot down, probably shot down by rockets, another couple troops killed in bombings and attacks on convoys, a bunch of other people getting killed, civilians. Big story out of the Las Vegas Review-Journal in a case of a county commissioner who may have been paid off by a strip bar owner. They're using the Patriot Act in that and calling it terrorism. That's the big paper of Nevada, folks, okay? Again, there's your Al-Qaeda, and they got a bunch of members of the state legislature saying, is a strip bar Al-Qaeda? Well, you didn't read the legislation, did you? Every crime, including misdemeanors, are punishable by secret execution. They just don't have troops that'll carry it out. It's like this guy over in Iraq who was an interrogator, and from the foreign press, we're talking about British press, there's more news on it, it was a mangled body he was being ordered to torture for answers, somebody dying, and he freaked out and said no. And so now they're going to court-martial him. And even our news admitted that he was, quote, involved in interrogation. And when he saw the mangled body of the dying man, he ran out of the tent. Torture him. Torture that man as he bleeds to death. I can't do that. I'm going to do that. That's illegal. You're under court-martial, buddy. Get with the programmer. You're under court-martial right now. General Rick Baucus, Brigadier General, quit, folks. And then they said, okay, fine, you're relieved from command from Camp X-Ray because he refused torture. They've been grabbing all these other people who don't go along with it and calling them Al-Qaeda members. Oh, you're not for torturing people. You must be with Al-Qaeda. Isn't that just absolutely, totally, and completely precious? Satellite security systems demonstrators shut down of tanker truck via satellite communications. Homeland security and business needs are met with one cost-effectiveness solution. San Diego Satellite Security Systems, a global provider of asset security and logistics control, cooperation with the California Highway Patrol, an interstate oil company, dramatically demonstrated the first wireless remote shutdown of a fully loaded moving petrochemical tanker truck. And it goes into how safe it was, how they've stopped all these criminals that steal cars. We just turn their vehicles off, and all your new cars, we can do this, and this is a good thing. And trust the government, everything's fine. The UN has blocked a ban on cloning. That's from the BBC. New FBI rules relax restrictions. The FBI will be able to more easily check on a person's background for potential terrorist activities under national security guidelines issued Wednesday by Attorney General John Ashcroft. Civil libertarians said the rules could invite abuse against innocent people. The guidelines enable the FBI to conduct a threat assessment of potential terrorist or terrorist activity, and again, that's everything, without initial evidence of a crime or national security threat as required to begin a more formal, preliminary, or full investigation. The argument is, well, look at all these FBI agents that couldn't stop Al-Qaeda. They specifically said they're planning to do all this, and they were told you'll be arrested if you do stop them. And Bush signed W-199-I, Departmental Directive to the Justice Department. So that's just incredible. When we get back, suspect code used in state votes. Pentagon says a covert force hunts Saddam. Yeah, right. And I got a bunch of other really interesting here news here on North Korea, on national ID cards in England, a little bit on Fox's visit. In the final segment, I'm going to briefly, for about 60 seconds when we get back, plug my new film, Matrix of Evil. You want something riveting, powerful, a must-see, a tool to wake people up? This is the film, Matrix of Evil, with Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman McKinney, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts, New World Order expert, excerpts of three of my speeches, news clips, government documents, The Matrix of Evil. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or I'll give you out the toll-free number and the mailing address when we get back after this break and launch into a final news blitz on the other side. Stay the course. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
I won't back down. I can't back down. We got a bunch of psychopathic degenerates that love engaging in sadistic behavior that must be resisted. Bottom line. Be sure and join me back Monday from 11 to 2 and 9 to midnight. And I generally do the Saturday show with John Statmiller from 1 to 4. He'll be doing that because I'm going to go into my grandmother's funeral. If you want to get my videos to give them as gifts or to educate others or to put them on Access Television or show them to your college students, whatever, 1-888-253-3139 to get any of the videos or books or things we offer. 1-888-253-3139 if you want to learn more and support this show. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please tell, it's not hard to do, 10 people a day about this show, whether it's AM, FM, shortwave, internet, or satellite that you listen. And make copies of better shows that you think are informative and give them to people on cassette or CD. You can go download them off PrisonPlanet.com, some of our best interviews, burn them on CD and give them to people. There's a lot you can do to affect change, and I think we're doing one of the better jobs here of exposing the system, so please help us do that. It's so important. And please get the videos and the books. Oh boy, there is so much here. We do have the bomb, North Korea envoy says. London Telegraph, North Korea's ambassador in London, explicitly confirmed yesterday that the nation possessed nuclear weapons and was ready to use them. Yeah, they've had them for like 8 years. They've got missiles that can hit any part of the U.S. An interview with Reuters news agency Ri Yo-ho asked whether North Korea had a nuclear bomb, said, "What we are saying is a nuclear deterrent capability. And they're threatening that if Rumsfeld pulls out his nuclear reactors, he sold them. Just don't worry, he won't, they're going to seize those and not let him pull them out." The Queen sets the agenda and is the master of England. They own the tabloids. They own the big tabloids? To badmouth themselves, to make them look like a joke, but they got power. This is out of the London Guardian today. Queen's speech to pave the way for ID cards. Final decision on compulsory scheme could be put off for years. The cabinet yesterday agreed to table a draft bill of identity cards in the Queen's speech and allow the Home Office to start technical preparations for the compulsory national scheme. We hear Bush and we hear Wesley Clark and we hear Queen Elizabeth saying how we need this. And it is a national ID card, and they already have it via their driver's license, but they want to make you have it to leave your house. WFSB Channel 3 Eyewitness News CBS reports, "We've all heard of black boxes and airliners, but you may not know that your car may have one too. Insurance companies and police are aware of the fact, and they can use the information from that box against you." Yeah, and it has a satellite tracker plug-in. Also, states in India take new steps to limit births, yeah, to get their IMF and World Bank money, and the New York Times acts like this is a good thing. Sick article. Also, Japan to begin joint naval exercises, and last weekend said they will no longer be a peaceful country and may use preemptive strikes themselves. Out of this preemptive strike dogma, we're seeing a massive worldwide escalation when mutually assured destruction, MAD, kept us in such good stead. And the weapons sellers at the Carlyle Group and others just love this. And the Rothschilds just love it because out of global anarchy and crises, they can build their new world order. Again, order out of chaos. Good news, renewal expected on ban of internet access taxes, at least for another couple years. Though they say that after that, they're going to go ahead and start taxing the internet. That's from USA Today. There was also an anthrax scare, shut down 11 Washington Post offices. And it got shut down when at the U.S. Navy Mail Handling Center, they said that their automated mail handling operation, they thought they found a substance that could be anthrax. Well, we know where the anthrax came from 2 years ago, and that was the CIA. You know, they tried to pin it on Hatfield, just like they tried to pin the Olympic Park bombing on Richard Jewell, when it's the most weaponized anthrax ever seen. And when Bush was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, on September 10th, even before 9/11, 4 weeks before it showed up in Boca Raton, Bush and his cabinet. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Be sure and join us. And then back on Monday. Have a safe weekend and wake somebody up and spread the word. We shall prevail. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the water.